Okay, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., the Money and Business Hour, where we help you do the things that matter. Hey, raise your income. We're always working on that. It's all about income and outgo and making sure there's a gap. And it doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, you need income more over and above your outgo. If you're 40 years old, if you're 60 years old, if you're 80 years old, you need to always be thinking, okay, if I can figure out a way to have less going out than I got coming in and I have a gap, that is the quality of life gap, all right? And when we look at the quality of life gap, we want to create something that will allow us. Now, what causes us to have a quality of life? Well, as we get out into the retirement mindset, I'm going to make the assumption right now that the people I'm talking to, you're probably 50 years old and up. You may be even retired, that kind of thing. And so we're going to talk to you today. We have a lot of shows where we do the basics to where someone's a young couple getting started. You know, I tell people if you're young or if you have kids or grandkids or something like that, you know, the most important thing you do is get them educated. And if you get them educated, they can start making good decisions. Those good decisions compound when it comes to money and finance. And, you know, think about it. What if you can get rid of the financial worries? I mean, wouldn't that be worthwhile spending a few minutes listening to something or doing something? And that's what we do. We've got a couple of ways you can do that at roymatlockjr.com. We have the Family Financial Workshop. It's a 3-hour course that you can get your 16-year-olds in there and teach them how to do things. That is 3 hours. It's on Zoom. It's good. I promise you, if you go to the website, you can download that. You've got the podcast. There's roughly 100 shows on the podcast. You can pick. There are all kinds of things that you can go in there and just look at them and listen to the shows you want or go through the series. We also have our money series. It's a 13-part, 45-minute Zoom course. It's free. All of these things are free resources. I wrote all of the content for this. Every bit of it is. If you're listening right now and I'm keeping your attention, then guess what? You got hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of more stuff to get there. So what are your 7 risks that we run into when we retire? Believe it or not, the first one is debt. I'm going to talk about that. The other one is longevity, meaning you outlive your money. We have healthcare risk. We have taxation risk. You know, for all these years we've been accumulating money. What do? We try to cut our taxes. Now we owe our taxes. You know, if you have a $1 million IRA and you pull it out right now, you owe about a third of it to the government. How about that? And so what can we do in order to, reduce our taxes? You know, taxes are a bill. I always tell people this. You know, if you found a way to cut your electric bill or defer your electric bill and be able to invest the money in, and rather than pay the electric company now, you invested it. And they said, look, just pay us later and you don't have to pay us anymore. You can have all the gains on the investment returns that you get because you invested the electric bill. Now, we would do that. Why would we pay it now? We'd rather pay it later. And that's what an IRA is. It's what a retirement account is. The only difference is that the taxation is what we're deferring, or we pay it up front and then we get it tax-free. But one way or the other, the government's going to get it. We have market risk, which market risk is losing your money. Interesting enough, of all the risk out there, market risk is the one risk that people worry more about, yet it's probably the least risk out there, provided that you understand how things work. When the market goes up, the market goes down, you know, that's okay. We just will hang in there and do whatever, and that's by being prepared. We have purchasing power or inflation risk, meaning that, you know, it's great if you have some guarantees in your income, but the problem with your guarantees is that they may not buy what they used to buy. For instance, if you put $100,000 in the bank right now, come back 10 years from now, that $100,000 will be safe and secure, no market risk. But the challenge is that it won't purchase what it will purchase today. So used to, you could go buy, you know, a car for $20,000 or $10,000. You can't do that anymore. So if you're not beating inflation, you have that. And then lastly, you have probate risk or inheritance risk. And that's how can we take all of our hard work that we do and pass it on to our kids for them to have a better life? You know, when you're, it's one thing about kids that I think everybody has got the same thing. We are very unselfish. Our whole goal is when we have children is to do something for them to have a better chance in life. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's what we do. And so inheritance, very important. that you understand that you have to do things in order for that money that you've worked so hard, or that business or farm or whatever it is, you have to do something in order to make sure that it works, all right, and it gets to the next generation. Otherwise, if you don't plan, for instance, you've accumulated a lot of money, then the IRS will jump right in there, and if things are the way it sounds right now, they're going to jump right in there even more in a more prevalent way to get that through inheritance taxes and things like that. And so you have to be a planner, and that's where proper estate planning works. So anyway, so let's talk about living longer. Let me give you an example here. Medicine is, or what we call, biotech and biomeds, all these kind of things. What they're doing is they're getting smarter. And I read an article from Bill Gates, and he said, if you're healthy in 2030, and get this is what he said, with everything that's going on, if you're healthy by 2030, then you may live forever. How about that? You know, I mean, think about that. He made that statement. I mean, the guy, I don't agree with Bill Gates on a lot of things, but the guy's not stupid, all right? And he says if you can make it to 2030 and you're in good health, you're probably going to stay there. You could live forever with everything that goes on. And so think through that. People are living longer and longer than the average life expectancy. I know COVID kind of did a little bit to it, but, for the most part, people are living. By age 65, U.S. males in average health, if you're 65, you're going to live, 40% of you are going to live to age 85. Females have 53% chance to live at age 85. And if you're married, there's a 72% chance that you'll live to 85. My mom and dad, 89 and now 98. And so you think about it, if you are 65 right now, the chances, if you're a man, are 20%, you'll make it to 90. 31% if you're a female, you'll make it to 90. And as a couple, there's 45%, 1 in 2, if you're married and right now you're age 65, 1 in 2 are going to make it to age 90. Get this, let's go to 95, 6% of men, 12% of women, and 18, about 20%, almost 20% of the couples will make it to age 95. So what does that mean? That means that if you retire at age 65, you got to make your money not only last, it's got to grow. You got to make it happen. So we're living longer. That's our first risk. And so when we start thinking about this, the questions people have, they say, well, what are some of the things that I need to do when I retire? I need to get out of debt. Okay, that's one of my things. And I don't mean good debt. Good debt is debt you can afford. It may be tied to a mortgage, something like that. I'm talking about bad debt. Because if I'm going to live forever, I mean, if I've been in debt my whole life, what am I going to do when I don't have my income? So we got to get you out of debt. We got to look at, will our investments hold up? How long am I going to live? What are unexpected, which are really not cost or events that erode my savings? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in and we're going to start looking at our current retirement assets, our monthly income, our expenses, our asset allocation, where are we going to put the money, and we're going to make some recommendations. So let me give you some examples of what I do when I meet with people. They say, how much do you need to retire? And I have people, I've worked and built myself into a position where I live a really good life. I've lived by that, live on half and save and do all that kind of stuff. And I've been doing it forever. And so I built my financial independence plan a long time ago. Fortunately, I got in the money business. And, it's kind of like you're a hypocrite if you don't take care of yourself, if you're teaching everybody. And so I did. I practiced what I preach. And, I've had, pretty much financial independence for many, many, many years. And I had one of my friends that I play golf with and at a country club. And he says to me, what's the number? All right, what's the number? I said, well, based on your lifestyle, he was a surgeon. I said, based on your lifestyle, it's $4 million. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, $4 million. $4 million is probably about the number. All right, and this was a number of years ago. And so how do I come up with that? Well, here's how I come up with it. I look and I said, well, you need 16 to 20 times your goal, okay? So let's say you're wanting to retire on $100,000 a year. Well, if you wanted to quit right now, you would need $1.6 million to $2 million, all right? Now, how do I come up with that? Well, if you take 20 times your income and pull 5% off, 5% of $2 million, would be 100 grand a year. There you go. How about that? So 16 to 20 times. Another way people look at it, they say, well, I could, what's the 16? Well, every year you could say, I'm going to take 1/16th, and that's going to be my earnings that year that I get to pull. So if I've got $2 million, I'd pull 6%. That's $120,000. If the market beats 6% that year, then I'm going to pull 6% of a larger number. But if the market goes backwards, I'm going to pull 6% of a lower number. Okay. So that's another way I look at it. Now, why do we do that? It's similar if you have a job and you're working. What happens is you have a good year, you probably are able to spend a little bit more, maybe get a bigger bonus, stuff like that. But if you have a bad year, you know, you kind of pull back. If throughout your lifetime there, I mean, I can tell you in my business and every other business, there's good years and bad years. Some years, you know, they're pretty normal. But, you know, you always like to plan on, you know, if something goes the wrong way, what am I going to do? I'm going to make adjustments right then. You know, I mean, I saw 2008 hit the investment market like, you know, if you saw your investments go down, well, guys like me, we got dinged as a result of that. And so I had to do the same thing. And so what you do, you say, well, what are some recommendations? So I go in and I say, well, 16 to 20 times your income. If you want to take Social Security out of that, well, let's take your Social Security out. And let's take any pensions out. And then we need 16 to 20 times what's left over and whatever the gap is. And so what we're doing right now, we're going through setting up the plans, how to do it. And so if you are listening in right now, I have been doing this for 36 years. I have people that I have trained that have been with me for many, many years. If you need help, I would recommend you go to the resource, roymatlockjr.com. You can call 24/7. We have an answering service that'll answer your call, 615-843-2999. You can set up a 15-minute phone call to find out if it's a fit. And if so, we'll work with you to help you move toward your goals. With that being said, stay tuned. Stick in with us. We'll continue on this. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We'll talk to you next week.